President Emeritus of the Board, substituting for the President, Scott Lennon, and the Vice President, Cheryl Lappin. Our President will return later in the evening, but he's asked me to convene the board meeting this evening, and we'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance led by Alderman Yates.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. I'd just like to indicate for members of the public who are here and also everyone in attendance who is interested that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded, and we hope it will go out on new TV. As usual, we begin tonight with a moment of silence in memory of two important figures in the life of Greater Boston and this city. First, I'd like to ask us to join in a moment of silence in memory of former Mayor Thomas Menino of Boston, who passed away on October 30th at the age of 71. Mayor Menino was Boston's longest-serving mayor. Before becoming mayor, he served as a member and president of the Boston City Council, and he was laid to rest today. And we also want to have a moment of silence for Teresa Johnson, a former staff member in the assessing department and a longtime poll worker in the Hamilton Community Center. Teresa passed away on October 20th at the age of 91. So, a moment of silence. Thank you all. I'm going to entertain a testimonial resolution at the end of first call, if that's agreeable, by the sponsors, Alderman Yates, Sanjola, Crossley, and Esmahan. Is that agreeable to you? For Lily Jefferson. We'll begin with the first call of committee reports, and the first call of committee reports, as usual, starts with the Land Use Committee, Alderman Laredo.
Thank you, Mr. President Emeritus, and Mr. Acting President. There are three items on the land use agenda, all of which have been continued to November 10th, so there's no report to make this evening.
Thank you very much. The Zoning and Planning Committee, Chairman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report because the one item is on second call.
Thank you very much. The Programs and Services Committee, Chairman Sangiello.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. There's no report.
Thank you. The Public Facilities Committee, Chairman Crossley.
Okay. Out of order. It's okay. Thank you, Mr. President Emeritus. There is no report, however. I would like to have a suspension of the rules, please, to report on some items that were late filed by His Honor the Mayor.
The motion made, and there's a second. All those in favor of suspension of rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
Thank you. On page 220 of the docket, item number 407-14, referred to both Public Facilities and Finance, His Honor the Mayor requesting an amendment to the water revenue budget by decreasing the water revenue account by $500,000 and increasing the transfer from other sources accumulated water fund surplus by $500,000. And then on the following page, which I can't seem to open, item number 408-14, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to borrow up to $917,000 from the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority and authorization to spend an MWRA grant of $2,751,000 as part of the MWRA interest-free loan/grant program for the purpose of funding sewer improvements to reduce infiltration and inflow. And may I make a brief announcement?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Just before I came in this evening, I sent my colleagues all a note about the Public Facilities Committee meeting this Wednesday. We will again be taking up or continuing a discussion of water, sewer, and stormwater rates. We will not be voting at this meeting. The discussion will be continued to the second meeting of the month. However, you're all invited to attend, And I would suggest that you bring the Public Facilities Committee report from October 1st, which I think would be very helpful for that discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. The Public Safety Committee, Chairman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. There's no report this evening.
Thank you. The Finance Committee, Chairman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. I need to ask for a suspension of the rules in order to report out four items that were discussed earlier this evening in a special meeting of the Finance Committee and for which there was no written report, and also a suspension of the rules to accept two late file items.
So the motion made and seconded for the stated purpose. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
First item was docket 369-14 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to increase the FY 2015 school department operating budget by $701,345 to reflect additional Chapter 70 education aid that was received from the state. This was approved by a vote of 7-0. 370-14 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $43,317 from free cash to reimburse the school department for the McKinney-Vento Homeless Student Transportation State Reimbursement Grant, which was sent as a general fund unrestricted reimbursement in June 2014. That was also approved by a vote of 7-0. 371-14 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $98,964.43 from the premium derived from last year's Anger Elementary School bond sale, and that the bond authorization be reduced by that same amount. That was approved by a vote of 7-0. And the last item was 372-14 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $236,420 from free cash to the rainy day stabilization fund. This was also approved by a vote of 7-0. The two late file items, same as public facilities, I believe. 407-14 is honor the mayor requesting an amendment to the water revenue budget by decreasing water revenue account by $500,000 and increasing the transfer from other sources accumulated water fund surplus by $500,000. And the other late file is 408-14. His honor the mayor requesting authorization to borrow up to $917,000 from the MWRA and authorization to expend an NWRA grant of $2,751,000 as part of the MWRA interest-free loan grant program for the purpose of funding of sewer improvements. And I would move the report.
Thank you very much. And we have the Real Property Reuse Committee with Chairman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. There's no report.
Thank you very much. With the consent of the board, I would ask if we might entertain the testimonial resolution, if the authors will come up to the podium.
Each to a paragraph.
What's going to happen? So I'm going to ask Alderman Yates and our colleagues to read the resolution, and then we'll vote it as part of first call.
Okay. City of Newton, November 3rd, 2014, memorial resolution in remembrance of Lily Bell Jefferson. Whereas the citizens of the City of Newton and the members of the Newton Board of Aldermen were deeply saddened to learn of the death of longtime Newton residents Lily Bell Jefferson, wife of former Board of Aldermen President Matthew Jefferson, who passed away on October 19, 2014 at the age of 90 and is survived by her husband Matthew, her children Richard, Paulette, and Lori, and her many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And whereas Lily Bell Jefferson was deeply involved in the Newton community, having been a member of the Myrtle Baptist Church, a trustee of the Jackson Homestead, and the director of the Newton Public Schools METCO program for many years, and Deb.
point again.
Third one.
Whereas Lily Bell Jefferson was recognized both locally and nationally for her many accomplishments in the community, including being named a woman of courage and conviction from the National Council of Negro Women, being a charter member of the South Middlesex branch of the NAACP, and as a member of the Newton Fair Housing Committee. Now, Ted.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that as the City of Newton bids a fond farewell to Lily Bell Jefferson, it is fitting and proper that the members of the Board of Aldermen representing all the citizens of the City of Newton mourn the death of this kind and caring woman who leaves behind a legacy of service to our City of Newton for generations to follow, and expresses its great pride and deepest gratitude for the life works and unparalleled services to the City of Newton rendered by Lily Bell Jefferson and...
Be it further resolved that a copy of this memorial resolution be presented to her husband, Matthew, and that this memorial resolution be made part of the permanent official records of the archives of the City of Newton. Memorial resolution offered this fourth day of November 2014 by Alderman Brian Yates, Amy Mossangiolo, Ted Hesmahan, and Deborah Crossley on behalf of all the members of the Board of Aldermen.
And I'd just like to ask for just a brief moment of silence in honor of Lily Jefferson, who many of us know and was an important part of our community as well. Thank you. I think that concludes the first call of committee reports and the new docket, and I would ask the clerk to call the roll.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Cody.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin. Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Leary.
Aye.
Alderman Lipoff.
Aye.
Alderman Norton.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon. The vote is 22 yeas with 2 absent.
So all items carry and the new docket is adopted. We now have one item on second call. I would be willing to entertain a motion to forego the recess so that we can move directly into that matter. Is there a second? All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. So the item is item 237-14 on page 216. Alderman Sangiolo on behalf of concerned citizens requesting a one-year moratorium on the demolition of single and two-family homes, and this was before the Zoning and Planning Committee, and I'll recognize the chair of that committee, Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, President Emeritus Baker. It's my understanding that there may be a motion to not take this up tonight, and so I'm going to forego the full report. And so the vote in the committee was no action necessary, 5 in favor, 3 opposed. That would be Sangiolo, Yates, and Baker. And just for citizens, this does mean that we will take it up in 2 weeks should that a motion be made. Am I correct, President?
That's correct.
Thank you.
And Alderman Yates, I believe you put this on second call.
I did, Mr. Acting President, and I think the most expeditious thing would be to move that it be postponed to a date certain, i.e. the next full board meeting.
Okay, the motion, is there a second? Second, the motion made and second to postpone. Any discussion on the motion? Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. Acting President. It's been my plan since the item was docketed to ask to be recused on the item, so before any votes are taken, even if it's a voice vote, I think I should ask that that be the case now.
It's certainly appropriate, we will do that. Okay? All right. So there's a motion to postpone, seeing no discussion. Anyone want to discuss it? If not, let's see if we can take this on a voice vote. All those in favor of postponement will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The ayes have it, and the item is postponed. Mr. Clerk, is there any other business before us? I think that concludes this evening's discussion. For the members of the public who are interested in this item, what has been indicated is that it will be the subject of a full discussion at the full board meeting in 2 weeks. So that is the procedural posture, and it will be before the board, as the Chair of Zoning and Planning has indicated, with the vote that she has indicated. One last thing. I think everyone knows that tomorrow is Election Day, but please remember to vote and remind your friends to vote. It's important, and that's the business for this evening. I'd recognize Alderman Yates for a motion.
Move to adjourn,
Mr. President. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We are done. Thank you very much.